Well, hello there, beautiful mama. Welcome back to another episode of Meant to Bloom. This is the personal growth podcast for hot mix moms, where we start way back at the beginning of personal development. And I'm going to lead you on this journey to self-actualization, enlightenment, and knowing that you are meant to bloom. Let's do this together, mama. All right, today I really want to jump in and just start talking about perfectionism and procrastination and how these really go hand in hand. I remember it was probably like, I don't know, whenever the book came out, I feel like it was 5 years ago. I want to say 5 years ago. It was a while ago. I think I was reading Own Your Everyday. Or I was just listening to the She podcast by Jordan Lee Dooley. Own Your Everyday is by Jordan Lee Dooley, by the way. Highly recommend. It's such a great book. We'll talk about that in a future upcoming episode, I believe. I believe it was Jordan Lee Dooley. I don't know. This was a while ago. Maybe I got it from somewhere else. But I'm pretty sure Jordan was the one talking about procrastination being caused by perfectionism. And ever since then, I cannot get the thought out of my head about how often I procrastinate something because of perfectionism. I never saw myself as a perfectionist. Never. Because everything was always a mess and I couldn't get anything done. And I never thought I had OCD because I couldn't get everything put in its particular place. I've always been a somewhat messy kind of person. And that's actually honestly like what ADHD and OCD look like when they're mixed together. Which I for sure definitely have a lot of both of those going on. And that's a story for another day or just none of your business. I don't know. Let me know if you want me to talk about that a lot. I can tell you my experience and what's going on there, but I am not a professional on either of those topics. It's kind of news to me that I have either of them. Anyways, but I never saw myself as a perfectionist because of, you know, being so messy and unorganized all the time. I was like, no, perfectionists are on time. Perfectionists have, you know, their desk is clean and clear and they are not surrounded by clutter. Perfectionists get things done. That was what I thought. But I was actually procrastinating because of the idea of perfection, that if I'm not going to do it exactly right, I'm not going to do it at all. And that's where so much of my overwhelm was coming from. And even to this day, I still get this, you know, this idea of perfection in my head, like, oh, I can't do that yet. I'm really overwhelmed by it because, you know, I can't start it until I'm going to do it right. And that's such a load of crap because just starting it is the best thing you can do. Like, honestly, I mean, I was raised by a mom who's always telling me, like, don't do a job if you're not going to do it right, you know, because then you have to do it again. And so I really, instead of taking that to heart and saying, oh, okay, well, when I do my, you know, do everything right when I do it right the first time. Somehow my brain was like, oh, if I'm not going to do it right, I shouldn't do it at all. And then I just didn't do the things I needed to do, which, you know, made me really feel like a failure at adulting because I was slacking on so many of the adult responsibilities, which are so often confused with motherhood. So when I became a mom, I kind of thought I was failing at motherhood because I wanted to spend all day cuddling with my baby and playing with my baby and not doing the dishes or, you know, cooking a big dinner or, you know, all those things. Like everything was just so disorganized and out of control, but I wanted to spend all my time with my baby. And I thought that I was failing in motherhood because I was not fulfilling my adulthood responsibilities. And I think it's really dangerous when we kind of confuse those. And that's why you've heard me go on so many rants about motherhood not being housekeeping. They're not the same thing. You can be an amazing mom who really sucks at housekeeping. Some of us are not natural, you know, when it comes to cleaning and organizing and preparing meals. Some of us really want to take the easy way out on those things. And I give you full permission, not that you need my permission, but we can take the easy way out on a lot of the household stuff. Make it simple, make it easy. Give yourself some grace. Drop the guilt. It doesn't have to be amazing. It doesn't have to be perfect because perfect doesn't even exist, honestly. Hey there, beautiful mama. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the daily chaos of motherhood? Because who isn't, honestly? I'd like to introduce you to the 90-day planning journals from Meant to Bloom. I've talked about these a lot and I am in love with them. And yes, I am partial because I created them. They were exactly what I needed when everything felt like it was constantly falling apart and it was impossible to juggle all of the different areas of my mom life. And this is created to be your secret weapon for reclaiming your time and sanity, just like it was mine. With guided journal prompts, gratitude exercises, and sections for meal planning and self-care, this planner is designed to fit seamlessly into your busy life. There are flex pages, there are bullet pages. You can do what you want with so much. There's room for reflection, room for gratitude, room for so much. And it really, really helps to keep you focused with monthly goal setting prompts and check-ins. So say goodbye to overwhelm and hello to balance and joy. Get your planning journal today on Amazon. You've got this, mama. But a lot of times the idea of perfection can leave you from, can keep you from doing the thing. And momentum is probably your best friend as an overwhelmed mom right now. Like, you have a lot going on, and getting motivated to get started is really difficult. For me, it is, honestly. And momentum, it's stronger than motivation. If you just get moving, it gets easier. All right. I was recently given this vision of, you know, pushing a rock. If you're pushing a boulder when you first get started, it's really hard. But as you build up the momentum and you put more force into it, it takes less work from you. And that rock almost, that boulder will just start rolling. And, you know, it can get out of control because you lose control of it because it's got so much momentum behind it and now you can't steer it anymore. So I was thinking about that when it came to like business and growth and like trying to grow on social media and all of those types of things. And I'm like, am I afraid to grow because if I get enough momentum behind it, I'm going to lose control of it? That's kind of a terrifying thought, you know, putting everything out there, like in the, you know, Ethernet, the internet, whatever, like it is. And I mean, if we put that microscopically to life, I think that's really relatable in a lot of areas that like, what if I get started and then I can't go back to who I was before and I can't go back to how life was before? And you just kind of keep growing and getting bigger. And, you know, this can happen with your dreams and your goals and money and, you know, anything like that. Like, oh, it's scary. Growth is scary because it's unknown. You've never done that before. It's way easier to like, it feels safer to stay in your cocoon and never spread your wings. It feels safer to stay in that hard shell of a seed instead of, you know, letting your tender baby little roots grow deep. And letting your tiny little leaves sprout out the top of the soil and peek at this wide, big world around you. Like, it feels way easier to stay small. But it's not. It's honestly not. All right. So procrastination really likes to hide in our lives. Like, I'm getting super distracted right now. An off topic. But I know that something I'm saying is important for somebody. So I'm not going to be perfectionistic about sticking to my outline and saying all the things I wanted to say because I don't always know what you need to say. I don't always know what you need me to say. I don't know if I said all the sentences and that words correctly. But anyways, perfectionism. If I was trying to be a perfectionist still, I wouldn't even have this podcast. I'd be sitting there editing for hours, cutting out all of the ums. And, you know, all the times that I misspeak and say a word wrong, there's an now we're both going to be hyper aware to every time I say that. But there's, you know, so much gold, you know, hiding in the mud. And if we start to see things from a new perspective and we ditch the idea of perfectionism altogether, there's just so much beauty in the vulnerability and the authenticity of just showing up as you are, where you are. Well, hello there, beautiful mama. Are you feeling like you've lost your spark in the whirlwind of motherhood? It's time to rediscover your joy with the Happy Mom Brain Workbook. This guided tool is packed with psychologist-recommended exercises and proven methods to nurture your mental wellness and reclaim your happiness. Say goodbye to mom guilt and overwhelm, and hello to peace and fulfillment. Get your copy of the Happy Mom Brain today and bloom into the mom you're meant to be. available now on Amazon. There's so much beauty in just showing up where you are, who you are, and letting everyone see like the messy flaws and the mistakes. Because we tend to think that everyone's judging us for not doing things right and perfect and well. But do you realize that you can be an example to someone else? And I don't just mean this in, you know, like go fulfill your dreams of being a blogger and a podcaster and, you know, building your business and showing up online. Like, I'm not the one to teach on that. But I learned so many things in that realm, in this, you know, building a business. I learned so many things here that are transferable to how I show up as a mom when I'm in a room with other moms. So often we get afraid that someone's going to judge us for something, but how often are you going around judging other people? I mean, maybe it's your heart that needs to change and you need to learn a little bit about gratitude and acceptance and understanding of other people, some empathy. I had to go through that. Like, I'm not being rude trying to call you out on that. Like, that's my own personal experience that I had to go through. I was going around judging people all the time and I had to really check my heart. And I was like, oh, I'm judging myself even more harshly than I'm judging them. How about I start showing up and loving and accepting other people as a verb, not as a, you know, just not just as words. And it changed how I viewed and accepted myself, because everyone out there is doing the best they can with what they have. And if you start to believe that, it starts to change how you show up in every relationship, how you show up in every argument, how you look at people, how you look at the world. It is a beautiful thing. Okay. And if we get stuck in this idea of perfection, then what's it do to your empathy? What's it do to your self-acceptance? Because perfect doesn't exist. It's an idea. It's an illusion. And it's totally based on personal perspective. And honestly, a lot of times it's based on a perceived personal perspective, not even what's for real. Right? So, I mean, if I ask you, what's a perfect mom? Your neighbor's not going to agree. Your sister's not going to agree. Your mom's not going to agree. I'm not going to agree. We're all going to have a different perspective of what the perfect mom is. And a lot of times when we're asked what's a perfect mom, we give the answer we think other people want us to say instead of actually saying the answer that we believe. Because a lot of times we don't even know what the idea of perfection is to us in our own personal perspective, right? And if you're trying to act from a place of doing things the best way possible, and honestly, if we're trying to aim for perfection, we're never going to pull the trigger because we're never going to find you can't hit a target that doesn't exist, right? Mic drop moment. We have to overcome perfection by realizing that perfection isn't real. That's how you overcome it. That's how you defeat it. By start looking at it and realizing this is an illusion. This is a hologram. Like, perfect isn't real. It's not something you can ever achieve. And then get rooted in that idea I mentioned a moment ago, understanding that everyone is doing the best they can with what they have. That means you too. You are doing the best you can with what you have. And perfect is never going to happen. Okay? There was one guy in the world who most people would agree is perfect. I mean, yeah, okay? I mean, if you ask a majority of people, the only person in the world who's ever been perfect was Jesus, and he was crucified. So do you really want to be perfect? No, probably not. A lot of people hated him. So what does it mean to be perfect? It's not possible. It's not real. Not everyone is going to agree. There's a great deal of people in the world who do not agree that Jesus was perfect. So maybe we need to drop that idea of perfect. All right. I mean, there's tons of people who think that like Oprah's just the best, but there's tons of people who really don't like her. You can do it with anybody. There is no one. There is nothing. I mean, hello, cheese. You'd think cheese is a perfect food. Chocolate. You think chocolate is perfection. But there's so many people out there who hate both. So honestly, like, what are you doing trying to be perfect? Not everybody's always going to like you. Not everybody's going to agree with you. Even if you think you're perfect, no one's going to agree with you. If you're trying to be perfect for someone else, you're going to end up so disaligned that you realize you are not perfect. You're going to hate yourself if you become what you believe someone else thinks is perfect instead of going for what is actually in harmony with the life you want to build, the life you want to live, and bravely go for it. Get vulnerable, get authentic, let people see your mistakes, stop trying to cover them up and hide them. Be who it is you know that you're meant to be, and show up as who you are in your deepest core to set the example for other moms in the same situation, other people in the same situation, for other people in your home, just letting them know it's okay to have flaws and make mistakes because that's what it is to be human. Humans are not perfect. You can live a life in harmony, but perfect isn't going to happen. Your home will never be perfectly spotless and clean. If it is, everyone who lives there will be miserable because they can't just live life and make a mess. All right? That's it for today, my friend. I love you so much. Thanks for tuning in, and you're wonderful just the way you are.